No law at all in Deadwood. Is that true?
No law can make it respect. Where only the few survive and many are forgotten. It's Deadwood Radio with Earl Brown. And it's only here in Outlaw Country.
This is Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country on Sirius Satellite. I'm Earl Brown.
I'm Ian McShane.
And we are from HBO's Deadwood, the one and only. And for those of you that might not recognize that voice sitting at that other microphone, that's Al fucking Swearingen.
Oh, you cocksuckers. I love saying that word, I must say, especially on radio when you there's no faces involved.
Isn't it nice when you're out in public and people come running up and yelling that in your face?
It's very strange sometimes, especially when a girlfriend of my, a daughter of one of my wife's friends from back home in Detroit said her mother, "Can I tell you something, Mr. McShane?" I said, "Yes, sir, she does." She said, "My mother loves the way you say cocksucker." I said, "Does your mother say that word often? I can't believe it, but it's just... It gives people a license to say what they want to for some reason."
We've definitely had an impact. I've told this story before. I don't really think I've told it on air. Well, the last time I got my ass whipped, I grew up down south in Kentucky, you know, where you misbehaved, you got a spanking. The last time I got my ass whipped when I was 12, remember it like it was yesterday. I was sitting there in my underwear. I was reading Cream magazine. I was listening to Ted Nugent on the stereo, and it was time for church. And my mom walks in the door, and I get the, "Young man, you talk, you just, and she closes the door. I'm like 12. I'm a man, you know? Mama closes the door, and I went, "Fuck you, Mom." She heard me. Like that mama bionic
of
hearing,
course,
she heard me, man. Storm back in there with that paddle and tan my 12-year-old ass. "Now, I told you." And then, so that was when we're not allowed. Well, now I can take great pride in the fact that my mother and my sister use both that word and the cocksucker word on a normal daily basis when they get frustrated. So that's the impact that we've had.
Yeah, well, my mother, to go that, sitting in Manchester, England, still a bit of, "Ian, are you sure you want to say all those words?" I said, "Mom, I get paid for saying them. That's all you should know about it." "Oh, you know, lots of people won't like that, Ian." And I said, "Mom, that's the life."
Well, we are the outlaws of television, and this is Outlaw Country Music. We're going to play the most familiar outlaws to all of you, Willie and Waylon. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the show, recap what's going on, what you're going to expect, and we got a special guest sitting here in the studio.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm-feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Lou Berry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four-car garage, and we're still building on. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lubbock, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. Lukenbach, Texas, William Whalen and boys. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Coys. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Jerry Jeff train songs and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Tell me what is Well, I lost my heart, it didn't take no time. That ain't all, I lost my mind in Oregon. In a booth in the corner with the lights down low, I was moving in fast, she was taking it slow.
Goddamn time. Man's due to stop arguing with himself. Feeling he's twice the goddamn fool he knows he is. Because he can't be something he tries to be every goddamn day without once getting to dinner time and not fucking it up. I don't want to fight it no more. Understand me, Charlie? And I don't want you pissing in my ear about it. Let me go to hell the way I want to.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand. Wake up and
Yes, I admit I got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand times. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Fill the glass up to the top. Yes, I admit I got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand times. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Fill the glass up to the top.
One of the cow's best friends is the piggy. Most farmers call piggies hogs. Hogs love to eat corn, soybean feed, and most of all, kitchen scraps. One thing they don't like, though, is hot weather. In fact, when it's hot, they will spend all day laying in a big old mud hole. A mud hole is like a swimming pool to them. Let's sing a song about that hog.
Snoop, snoop, snoop. When he is away, he likes to eat, eat, eat. He thinks that feeding time is pretty neat, neat, neat. He never moves too fast or loses his cool. He's a hog, hog, hog. He's a real cool dude, yeah.
Loses his cool. He's a hog, hog, hog.
Hey, you're listening to Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country. You know, it's not often I recommend people go to a record store and go to the kids section, but that's Jason Ringenberg's song we just played. It's off this record that he wrote for his daughters called A Day at the Farm with Farmer Jason, which is a song cycle about waking up and having all of your chores and this, that, and the other to do. For those of you familiar with our humble HBO television show, you'll know the significance of It's a Hog, Hog, Hog. Why is that, Ian?
I don't know. I have a cocksucker sitting next to me. Might be able to explain that. Over to you, Mr. K-O-N-A.
Cocksucker!
San Francisco cocksucker. San Francisco.
It's Woo. It's a good thing we're on satellite, because you know he only knows one English word. Now, this is Keone Young, who plays Mr. Woo. And background on that, when somebody meets their ultimate demise and sheds their mortal coil in Deadwood, we take them to the hog pen and toss them over, and we feed our bacon.
Yeah, man, the other white meat?
Long pig, it's called, isn't it, in cannibal territory?
It's yeah. Wushu pork.
Yeah.
Anyway, Keone stopped by today. Wanted to say hello. We're going to play a few tunes. You want to tell us a little bit, for listeners not familiar with the last few seasons of Mr. Wu, you're going to show back up next week on episode 3.
Yeah.
Woo shows back up in Deadwood. So those of you worried for your Woo fix and you haven't seen him yet, you will see him.
Well, I think that Woo is the Chinatown version of Swidgen.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, he's kind of like the boss of Chinatown, and in China would probably be like Swidgen, running things. And so he's made this kind of alliance with Al, knowing that that Al is the number one guy, go-to guy.
Well, that's the subplot we had running all through last season,
right.
was the you were about to be usurped by by the character Phil Moon played,
right.
And which led to the
San Francisco cocksucker.
That's right. In parlance of Deadwood, that was his name. And we had the reprise of the cocksucker. Now, for those of you who don't know, that's a drinking game on college campuses around. Every time you hear that word, you take a shot. But anyone that's really ingrained into the game knows the dangers inherent. So when Woo shows up on screen, you suspend the rule because people have alcohol poisoning. Well, all right, we'll talk more to Keone. We'll talk more about the episode we watched last week and the one you're going to be watching this week. Let's play some more music first. You know, this show is about the development of America, so let's play American music by the Blasters.
Well, a U.S. soldier for on leaving West Berlin. No music there that rocks, just 1,000 violins. They want to hear some American music. American music. They want to hear that sound right from the USA. Lovely, it can be hard and mean. One thing's for sure, it's always on the beam. They want to hear some American music. American music. They want to hear that sound right from the USA. Well, it's a howl from the deserts, a screams from the slums, the Mississippi rolling to the beat of the drums. They want to hear some American music. American music. They want to hear that sound. Western and Chicago blues. It's the greatest music that you ever knew. It's American music. It's American music. It's American music. It's the greatest sound right from the USA. Well, a U.S. soldier boy has to stop right in his tracks. When he hears a crazy beat, he turns and doubles back, because they're playing American music. American music. That sound from the USA.
disgusted and sad, sick, sober and sorry, but look at the fun that I had.
I met with a gal in a tavern. Oh, what a beautiful dream. We had three or four, then had several more, and that's when I went off my beam.
Oh, sick, sober and sorry, broke, disgusted and sad. Sick, sober and sorry, but look at the fun that I had.
The jukebox so loudly was playing, each couple having a ball. But of all of them gals, their sweethearts and pals, I bet I am sicker than all.
Oh, sick, sober and sorry, broke, disgusted and sad. Sick, sober and sorry, but look at the fun that I had.
The clock on the wall said it's later. In fact, it was 20 to 4. In spite of my pride, they kicked me outside. They locked and they bolted the door.
Oh, sick, sober and sorry, broke, disgusted and sad. Sick, sober and sorry, but look at the fun that I had.
Outside I was hailing a taxi. I got one this time without fail. It sported a star. I never got far. Was only 2 blocks to the jail.
Oh, sick, sober and sorry, broke, disgusted and sad. Sick, sober and sorry, but look at the fun that I had. Disgusted and sad, sick, sober and sorry, but look at the fun that I had.
Here comes some pain for you. You ever think of screaming instead of biting through your own fucking flesh?
It's my fucking pain.
And I am suggesting an improved way of dealing with it, which is how progress occurs.
to be a star. Told me you're wasting your time where you are, where you are. Bars howling at midnight, winter creeping in. Feel like I've gone and lost my best friend, my best friend. This car's headed down the wrong track again.
All around, Delia was a gambling girl, and she laid her money down. Now all I've got is gone. Delia's dear mother took a trip out west. When she returned, little Delia had gone to rest. Now all I've got is gone. Delia's mother weak, Delia's father mourned. Wouldn't have been so bad if a child had died at home. Now all I've got is gone. Cuddy's looking high, Cuddy's looking low. He shot Odelia down with his 44. Now all I've got is gone. Cuddy's in a bar room, drinking from a silver cup. Delia's in the graveyard, she never will wake up. Now all I've got is gone. Rubber tire buggy, double-seated hat. Took Delia to the cemetery, but it failed to bring her back. Now all I've got is gone. Says the Cuddy, what's this fuss about? It's on account of these rounders trying to drive me out. Now all I've got is gone. Cuddy says to the judge, what'll be my time? The judge says, poor boy, you got 99. Now all I've got is gone. Poor girl, she's gone. What I hate most is that she left me all alone. Now all I've got is gone. Delia, Delia, how can it be? You loved all them rounders, but you never did love me. Now all I've got is gone.
Hi, this is Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country on Sirius Satellite Radio. And that was my good friend David Alvin, part of the Blasters, who, by the way, is a huge fan of the show. and we're all fans of his. As a lot of musicians love this show, as Earl will tell you right now, don't they?
That's the thing. I've met so many people that I'm fans of due to the success of our show. And speaking of our show, you watched last week. You saw the series get started off the right way. First line of the series was mine. Boss looks like it's headed for blood. And I guess you could say that's the overarching theme to this whole season three. And never fear, I know there was no Woo last week. You will see Woo in future episodes. So just to get your Woo fix, let me remind you of the special guest I got sitting right here at my elbow.
Hengdai.
Hengdai Woo.
Keone Young's in with us. I know we spoke a little bit about Woo and the environment. We talked in last week with Ian and John about how things have changed career-wise and how the show's impacted our lives and meeting folks that I'm heroes. How has it impacted you?
Well, everybody in town wants to talk about Deadwood. That's all they want to do is talk about what Ian McShane is like. Is he an asshole to work with? No! He's a cocksucker! No, the most wonderful man that I've ever worked with. What's been happening with me is I've been asked to do a lot of vocal work using the voice of Woo. As a matter of fact, I've been working with Disney developing and doing a TV series called American Dragon, where it's an animated series. And I use the Woo voice as one of the regular characters. And it's just been this amount of people want to hear the sound of Woo. I don't know what that means.
People come up to you in public and ask you to say the cocksucker word.
Yeah, people yell at me from across like airport runways going, "Hey, cocksucker."
I was telling that story last week of what happened to me in a public restroom. You had to tune in last week to hear it. I don't want to go back into it.
It was vaguely erotic.
All right, well, let's... you mentioned Dave Alvin, and I played a song of his last week, but I'm going to play another. This is my friend Sean Camp, and this is Fireball.
She's a fireball, and she's coming through. I'd get out of the way, whatever you do, if I were you. She's burned many a good man down, right down to the ground. Don't look now, she's coming back around. She's a fireball. She's a fireball, and she's on the loose. She's moving so fast, if you get in her path, you're liable to lose. She's got a heart as cold as ice. She's got lightning in her eyes. If you see her coming, better run for your life. Look out, she's a fireball. She's a fireball. To hold her tight, just remember this: sun knows blazing lips, they gonna burn you to a crisp. Oh, buddy, she's a fireball. Man down, right
to the ground. Don't look now, she's coming back around. She's a fireball. Oh, oh.
My daddy's second chance, he went end over end. The first year he went pro and he lost part of his eyesight, so he couldn't race no more. He never lost his touch when he got under a hood. He knew how to make them run. He knew one day he would see his name in victory lane and engraved on that cup, just like all them other crazy fools racing in their blood. He'd put me on his lap when he'd drive and I'd take the wheel and he'd say, what do you think about that, son? How does she feel? You just wait till them little legs get long enough to reach the gas. Once you put her on the floor one time, there ain't no turning back. Every Saturday, he'd take me out to the garage. He'd take an empty bucket, fill it full of engine parts. He'd sit me down and pour them out in front of me on the floor. I'd have to tell him what each one was and what each one was for. We'd jump in his old car and go down to the race that night. He'd tell me what each driver was doing wrong, what each one did right. He could always pick the winner before they ever took a curve. Number three might have the car, but 43's got the nerve. But before I turned 18, Daddy said, now pretty soon you'll be old enough to race, but I'm gonna leave it up to you. Taught you all about it, taught you everything I know. You gotta have a car to do it, and you gotta work and buy your own. Nobody kept them any longer. Then they kept a pair of shoes. They started showing up at every used car lot in town. A V8 on a go-kart, easy terms, no money down. Me and Daddy and my uncle took her home and we tore her down. Checked her out real good, cleaned her up and bored her out. Took out all the seats, pulled the carpet off the floor, knocked out all the glass, then we welded up the doors. Well, the first time that I raced, my qualifying was a shame. I started out way in the back and came back about the same. Pulled her in the pit, couldn't look my daddy in the eye. He said, if you quit now, son, it's gonna haunt you all your life. about the money or even being number one. You gotta know when it's all over, you did the best you could have done. And knowing that it's in you and you never let it out is worse than blowing any engine or any wreck you'll ever have. Since then I wrecked a bunch of cars and I broke a bunch of bones. It's anybody's race out there and I learned to run my own. I'd shove them in the wall and I'd hit them from behind. I'd let them know that I was there. I'd let them know that track was mine. It's been several years since my daddy passed away, but his picture's on my dash every time I go to race. I lost more than I won, but I ain't gonna give up till they put me in the ground and daddy's name is on that cup.
All these developments that need interpretating on every front.
Make me feel bitter. Hey, this is the Green Room Drinking Team calling from Bridgeport, Connecticut, and nothing would be finer than if you played some David Allan Coe.
Grandpa, I've been thinking about you lately. Wondering if you'd found your peace of mind. Yeah, I guess you'd be proud to know your grandson never crossed the Mason-Dixon line. I still sing the old song that you taught me, still pray to Jesus now and then. Just like you, I wish that he would save me to see the day the South will rise again. Daddy wore his purple heart so proudly long before I turned into a man. Buried with our flag across his casket, I was still too young to understand. You taught me, and I still pray to Jesus now and then. Just like you, I wish that he would save me to see the day the South will rise again. Mama spent her last years in the garden while I took my turn behind the gun. Lord, I'd give my life to find the freedom lost within the old song that you sung. From this valley they say you are going. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. Just remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy that loved you so dear. Grandpa, I've been thinking about you lately.
That was David Allan Coe, and I still sing the old songs. And if there's ever an outlaw on this planet, it's Coe. You're listening to a bunch of outlaws in outlaw country. This is Deadwood Radio. We're from the cast members of HBO's humble little TV western. I'm Earl Brown.
I'm Ian McShane.
And Keone Young.
Keone's a special guest with us today. He's Woo on the show. For those of you just starting to watch, you might not recognize that voice because Woo only knows a few English words. Actually, his vocabulary is expanding this year. We get a few more besides the infamous cocksucker. Keone, being the working actor that he is, he's got to be leaving us today because he's got a job to go to.
Yep.
But you brought some songs in. You want
to... Yeah, well, you know... I got to tell you, growing up in Honolulu, Hawaii, we were really partial to cowboy music. And that's because in the 1800s, Captain Vancouver brought some cattle over and gave it to the king, Kamehameha. And the king's property was not to be touched by anyone. And it just proliferated all over the islands. And it was pissing people off. So the king, being a good politician, had to find out how to... contain all the cattle. And so he sent one of his advisors, who was an American, and his name was John Young, told the king, well, we'll send for some vaqueros from New Mexico and Arizona. And they brought him over and taught the Hawaiians how to become cowboys. And as a matter of fact, the word for cowboy in Hawaii is paniolo, which translated means español, because a lot of the cowboys were Spanish. So, you know, as a kid, I grew up on Ernest Tubbs, Johnny Horton, and George Jones, because that's how we got the Hawaiian guitar. Is the cowboys brought? They had this Portuguese guys bringing over what they call braguinhas, and but the Hawaiian guys couldn't play it because it was tuned in fourths, you know, E-A-D-G-B-E, and it just didn't sound right. So what they did was slacken the strings, and which is what they call it slack key today. And they slackened the strings to an open chord. It would be an open G chord or an open D chord. And a lot of the Hawaiian music you hear today is in that fashion. And we call it paniolo music or cowboy music.
That ties into our station mate here, Cowboy Jack Clement.
Yeah.
Oh, Cowboy has a soft spot in his heart for Hawaiian steel guitar. You over to his place, he'll pull it down and start playing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then start dancing.
So I'm partial to all this music. I mean, I know all the old-time music.
Well, you brought in some songs. Let's start off with Hawaiian Cowboy. Segue in. We got a couple of more songs that fit the block. And you stick around. You do stick around. We'll listen to these songs, all right?
All right.
San Francisco by the Golden Gate. Aloha, like a Hawaiian cowboy.
Playing on the beach at Ho Ho Now Now. my mind, Okaloo, like a hell of a luck of how. Won't be long till my ship will be sailing back to Kona. A grand old place, it's always fair to see. You're telling me I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. Wanna go back to my fish and poi. Wanna go back to my little grass shack in Kealakeakua, Hawaii, where the humu humu nuku nuku apua go swimming by. Sailing back to Kona, a grand old place, it's always fair to see. You're telling me I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. Wanna go back to my fish and poi. Wanna go back to my little grass shack in Kealakeakua, Hawaii, where the humu humu nuku nuku apua go swimming by. Where the humu humu nuku nuku apua go swimming by.
兄弟，丢那妈个嗨，你根本就没三声啊。This is Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country on Sirius Satellite Radio, cocksucker!